Hey, it's Nicola with COVID-19 Facts First. Queensland has recorded two new cases of coronavirus overnight, but the Premier isn't fazed after zero new cases yesterday.
That's of course still good news for Queensland. So once again, thank you very much everyone. And we know the sources of those two confirmed cases as well. That takes our total to 1,026. And of course we've conducted more than 90,000 tests across Queensland.
The state government's launched a tracing map showing the location of every coronavirus case. It's on the Queensland Health website. The data telling us most of the Sunshine Coast's 89 recorded cases were contracted overseas. 75 people within our health service region have now recovered from the virus, with just 13 current cases, while 220 people in the region are currently serving self-quarantine notices. A big question on a lot of people's minds is when pubs will reopen. It's believed some major pubs on the coast could start pouring beers in June with social distance rules enforced. This could include punters having to be seated or dining areas opening first.
Areas where patrons are seated, and so there's a limited number, you know that it's controlled and everything's cleaned down regularly. Anywhere that's a seated dining area or a seated service area, obviously an area that can be controlled.
Queensland Hotels Association boss Bernie Hogan there. And the Pelletier government is getting ready to use a multi-billion dollar lifeline to fight the coronavirus pandemic. $3.2 billion will be set aside for fixing instant issues to Queensland's health system and the economy.